Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, August the 9th. And we're going to Colonial Downs for an all-stakes pick four on Arlington Million Day. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And I get to crow about giving out a $600-plus pick four last week, thanks to a couple of surprises there in the sequence at Saratoga. So hopefully we can win the folks some more money, one of the two of us can, Jim. We'll jump in with the Van Cleef, three-year-olds and up, 5.5 on the turf, race 8 that starts this all-stakes pick four. There's a late pick four starting in the 9th as well, but we're doing this one on the 8th. So tell me about the Van Cleef. How do you see it?
Well, the two horses that I like are coming back off six-day layoffs. No Balls and the 4-horse and the 12-horse, Coppola, both ran in the Kentucky Downs preview, 5.5 furlongs at Ellis Park on Sunday the 3rd. And they're coming back on 6 days rest. I don't know that that's a great thing. Coppola has run on a 14 days rest and come back and didn't run that well, but that's a really short layoff for these two horses that basically were the class of the field down there and finished second and third behind Bear River, and Bear River comes back in this race. So it's really kind of strange that you'd see these horses entered in these races. Now, Bear River is also entered at Ellis. I'm thinking that he may stay down there, but I'm going to use Coppola and No Balls, hoping at least one of them can come back and run on 6 days rest. But my top pick is going to be Witty, the one horse on the inside, coming off a race on 4th of July at Saratoga where it didn't run that great, but it was really a tough field and $150,000 listed stakes at Saratoga. Has run well in the past, 94 Buyer in the turf sprint at Pimlico on Preakness Day. And I'm just thinking this horse may take advantage of the other two horses coming back on short rest. The horse that I can't pronounce would be my fourth choice in here. It's
Izzy Vungu Vungu.
All right, you did that to me before, but that would be my fourth choice. But I'm hoping one of those two horses comes back okay from the Ellis races. If not, Witty picks him up on the inside. Only going to stay with three here because I'm going to go deep in the next race.
I ended up on Witty as well. Surprising. He's not low price, and we ended up on the same one. He was wide on the inside favoring track up at Saratoga last time, and his previous race was one of his best. And 10 wins, 11 seconds from 32 starts, so seems to always run his race. And he's run well at Colonial before, so those are the reasons I ended up on him. I like Nothing Better a little bit. 11 wins, second start off the layoff, and has run well at Colonial. A little bit of a tough post for that one. Had to Have Him intrigues me a little bit of a price. Two runs off a layoff for the Salzman Barn have produced this horse's best buyers, and Gaff Leone is riding him, so I thought he was a player. I kind of think this is wide open. Izzy Vungu Vungu I'm going to use. I think he's better than he showed last time, and he won here last summer. And then I'm going to add No Balls as well. Grade 1 winner, and looks like maybe he's lost a little off his fastball. That's what I'm thinking, but got to have him on the ticket. And then Coppola, I've gotten burned on him several times trying to get him to 5.5 furlongs. He's great at 5 down at Gulfstream. Maybe he's just gotten a little better, but I'm going to leave him off and just go 5 deep there in the Van Cleef. The Secretariat is the second leg of pick four, all stakes pick four on Saturday at Colonial. It's a grade 2, 3-year-olds going a mile on the turf. I think this used to be a mile and a quarter race when it was at Arlington for several years. I took End of Romance, the 3 on top. Like that strong finish in the allowance win at Delaware. 4 works since then for Graham Motion. He gets Johnny V to come in and ride this horse. A horse that's lightly raced, so I think there's still some upside there for this one. After End of Romance, I think Dream On's probably the next likely one, looking for 3 in a row for Mark Cassie. And then Cairo Caper, who was second to him in the Penn Mile. If I like one, I got to like the other. So I think one of those two certainly could win this. But I took End of Romance on top. How about you, Jim, and the Secretariat?
Well, I thought that this race was so evenly matched, and I'm going to take all in the pick 4. I think Dream On and Cairo Caper are the obvious class of the race. Both of them have running grade ones. Dream On has won a couple of won a grade three last time in the Penn Mile, and Cairo Caper finished second. That was a yielding turf course that day. I'm hoping that Colonial Downs is firm on Saturday. They got a little rain here on Thursday as we're recording this, but they're the obvious choices, but I really couldn't toss anything in here. And my top choice, I came down between Simulate and Maui Strong, and I settled on Simulate. Lightly raced, only fifth lifetime start. Bill Mott trains them the right way, and this colt started out slow at Aqueduct last year, his first race, came back at Saratoga and won his second race, and then was off from July until June of this year. So obviously he's had some physical problems, but if there's anybody that can get a horse back to the right way, it's Bill Mott. And obviously this horse hit its stride last time out at Saratoga with an 86 buyer and a $100,000 optional claimer at 16-1. So Simulate here, they take a nice big shot from a $100,000 claimer to a grade two. But Bill Mott's a great trainer, Simulate's in good form, would not take a lot to step up. An 86 buyer could win this, and no, you know, none of these other horses have run that much better. Dream On ran a 90 buyer as a two-year-old and has not repeated that as a three-year-old. So I'm thinking that Simulate might be the price play in here at 8-1. But I'm going to go deep in here. Maui Strong would be my second choice. Love Chaminot on the turf, so Simulate. But I'm going to go deep. I've got enough money because I'm going to go a little thin next race.
Well, let's go to that next race. It's the Grade 2 Beverly D. Fillies and mares 3 and up. They'll go a mile and 3/16 on the turf course. Who do you like?
I like Be Your Best a lot. Sassy Joseph, I'm assuming this mare is going to run here. She's also cross-entered at Saratoga on Friday. But if she runs, I think she's the class of the field. Beach Bomb would be my second choice for Grand Motion, coming off a good effort in the New York at Saratoga. But Sassy Joseph gets them ready. Gaffleon takes the mount. I just think this mare is just the classiest mare in the field and had a three-race win streak last December, January, and could be rounding into that form right now. Ran okay in Jenny Wiley, but came back and really, really well in the Grade One Gamely at Santa Anita. So I'm going to take Be Your Best. They ship her back to the East Coast, and I think she's going to win the Beverly D. Charlene's Dream for Ed Moger and Castellano is a shot. Brendan Walsh with Spanish Eyes. I always like Brendan's horses. But this is the shortest field of the day, and I'm going to take a stand here on with Be Your Best.
I'm taking Grand Motion again with Beach Bomb. Just missed in a grade one, and this horse from 15 starts is 6 wins, 5 seconds, and a third. So she generally fires. I think it's her or Be Your Best who's been running so well against top-class company. I just wanted to take a little bit, maybe more of a price with Beach Bomb, but probably not a whole lot of difference. One of those two, I think, wins this. The finale of the All Stakes Pick 4 is the Grade 1 Arlington Million, now at Colonial, at a mile and a quarter, still on the turf, 3 and up. I ended up kind of focusing in on a horse. I'm not sure if he could win, but thinking he could hit the board, maybe if he could get second, could juice up the exacta, and who knows, maybe he could pull off a big upset. And that's Vesting at 12-1. Mike Maker has this horse making his third start for the Maker barn. And he showed improvement in the first two. And there have been so many times we've seen Maker horses over the years. He gets these horses and gets them to improve going long on the turf. This horse showed improved speed in those two starts for Maker. So I'm going to kind of use that horse as a key in exactas with the horse I think is probably the most likely winner, Integration, who ran well in this race last year and has kept nothing but grade one company. Grand Sonata, if you look at just his mile and 3/8 races, which are the closest to a mile and a quarter, they're all very good. So he just may relish this mile and a quarter distance. He's kind of gone between a mile and an eighth, mile and a half. Mile and a quarter might be right exactly what he wants. Cairo is the Euro Invader, who was third in a group one at Royal Ascot. But this horse has 3-9-2 from 21 starts. So that's three times as many seconds as wins, and that makes me a little leery of that one. And then I'm going to put Mystic Dan on the ticket. There is some turf pedigree there. I think he's back to being at his best, if you look at his buyer figures, they are solid. And can he wake up if he could improve a little bit on the turf? If that could happen, then he'd be awfully dangerous in here. I don't want him to beat me, so I'm going to definitely have him on the ticket. So I'm going five deep in the Arlington Million on my ticket. How'd you see it, Jim?
I'm going four deep, but I'm not using two of the horses that you used. I'm taking the outside horses. Integration's my top pick for Sugar McGee. 3 out of 4 at Colonial just jumps off the page at you. I mean, the horses really loved Colonial, and the only time he lost was in this race last year and got beat by Nation's Pride. Nation's Pride shows up in the running line of Cairo. So Cairo's my second choice in here. Got beat by Nation's Pride 5.5 lengths in the Singsville Stakes in UAE back in March, and has come back and won a second and a third in a grade two and a grade one, and they're sending him over here with a shot. And usually the Euros over here that have run a 110 to 116 time form translate well over here. So I think Cairo's got a big shot. I'm going to use Grand Sonata. I'm like you. I think this horse might surprise the people. 8 to 1, really runs well to distance. 5 wins in 8 seconds from 30 lifetime starts. And Pletcher obviously gets him ready. Ran really well in the United Nations last time out against redistricting. And then Fort Washington is my other one for Sugar McGahee. And this horse, I really thought he would win the Wise Dan at Churchill. And he got a little trouble in a small field, just never got out. Only got beat length and 3/4 by Brilliant Birdie, who also loves Churchill. So I think Fort Washington has a chance to move up here too. So I'm going to take 5, 6, 7, and 8 to finish the pick four.
Pick four ticket time. I'm going 1, 3, 4, 5, 11 to start, then 3, 7, 8, then 2, 3 in the Beverly D, and then 1, 3, 5, 7, 8. $75 ticket, trying to make it 2 pick 4s in a row. How about you?
I only spent 48. 1, 4, 12 with all, with 2, with 5, 6, 7, 8, $48.
Nice card at Colonial. You've got Saratoga, Del Mar, Ellis Park has some nice racing this weekend. So plenty of opportunities to cash some tickets this weekend. Make sure you have plenty of money in your Keeneland Select account. We'll see you next time on the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.